Well, here we are, this beautiful time of the new moon and a new year, all taking place on the first day of the new year. And the new year, of course, is an 11 year, or a 2, whichever you want to call it. And if you look at it from the point of view of an 11, it is the unification of the masculine and the feminine. And if you look at it just as a 2, it is a feminine number. So we have lots of wonderful things happening this year. It is a year of major change. We are, of course, Saturn entered Capricorn for the first time in 30 years at winter solstice. And so we are in for a whole new journey for the next 3 years. And the Christ consciousness I have on my newsletter that was sent out, I said Christ was born, and I got a few emails about it. It's a Christ consciousness was born in Capricorn. And so I usually just think of Christ as the unified consciousness, but some people decide that they need a little, I need to be clearer. So anyway, just for those of you that may be unclear, it was the Christ consciousness was born in Capricorn. So that said, we will move along. And, as the Sun and Saturn entered Capricorn at virtually the same time at winter solstice, it will have a very long-term lasting effect on our lives, as Saturn is the sign that it rules for the next 3 years. And the Lords of Karma, of course, will be ensuring that the earthly laws are closely aligned to the greater law. And the greater law has been neglected for many years. So now a time has come for this to be transformed. And the last time Saturn passed through Capricorn was in February 1998 to February 1991. And if you remember those 3 years, they were times of great change. And we can expect a lot of destruction of the old ways, the old paradigm, and a major reset in our lives and in the world about us. It is a time of major destruction of the old paradigms and the rebuilding of the new form. And we are, of course, the builders of the new form. And as this all happens over the next 3 years, transparency is paramount, because a lot of things will be revealed and uncovered, a lot of secrets uncovered, particularly with those who hold positions of greater power in corporations like the big pharma and everything else, and in politics. And, of course, our tax bill that was just passed will run into several challenges, and several things will happen because it was passed in Mercury retrograde and a lot of deals were done to get it passed. And so these deals may not be able to stay together. And so as we are the builders of the new form, we also have all of the things going on internationally, like the Donald, he has gone into nationalism, and as we all know, nationalisms are unloving, that is stated in the Qatar prophecy of 1244, that nationalisms are unloving. And of course, that has been brought about by saying that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And this can be categorized as nationalism. And nationalism is a dangerous trend in the world today. And it's also, which is, sort of walks along the line of another dangerous trend that has been around for many years, and that is fascism. And so when nationalism and fascism comes together, we have some little challenges. But we are the pillars of life. So we are the ones that are going to change this, as we can do all of this And here we are in this, we have the wonderful opportunity in this 11 year or two, whichever way you want to look at it. And all of this is done from within ourselves, because we are now in the golden age. We're in the Aquarian age. And the most important thing, the importance of the golden flame, cannot be stressed enough. Because the golden flame is that flame that burns within each of us. It is that flame that gives us the impetus to move forward. It shows us how to climb the ladder of ascension. And it works within the fiery will of God. It is a sacred golden flame focused within the fiery will of God. And we have the violet flame that works in tangent with it, because the violet flame is a flame of transmutation. And so the golden flame is the trailblazer in this time of unified consciousness, of the Christ consciousness, of the divine feminine, whichever one you want to align yourself with, because they all ultimately take us to the same place. And it is just semantics. And so for each of us, as we open up our heart and we have this golden flame that is anchored within each of us, it takes us to a special place of unified consciousness. It awakens us. It awakens our DNA. It awakens us to the beauty of the world about us. It awakens us to our own divinity, to our soul. We feed our soul with the golden flame. The golden flame burns away all that dross that no longer serves us as we let go in this time of transparency, because in this time, now over the next year or so, as we let go of certain things and everything else, even though we dealt with our shadow a couple of years ago, because of the energy of the cycle that we are now coming into again, the shadow side is going to pop up again. And it is for us to look at that, because it is our shadow that takes us forward. It is as we embrace our shadow, we grow in stature, we grow in power, we grow in balance. And so with all of that taking place within each of us, we find that we are great temples of light. And we fill ourselves with this amazing light of transparency, of love. We are the builders of the new dawn. We are love. And we have our heart-centered values. If it does not feel right in our heart, it is not right out in the world. And so it is for each of us to hold that golden flame in deep reverence within each one of us, because it's our spiritual self. It's our divine light. It's our spark. And so as each of us do this, and as we come together, the golden flame is built into oneness and creates amazing change in the world. And so this year is the year of the humanity walking through the 13 steps. It is the seventh of the 13 steps that is taking place this year. And we are going to be at Chartres Cathedral on the 21st of March at spring equinox, to celebrate this opening of the interdimensional gateway. And so we are going to do that like we did the sixth interdimensional gateway at Tara in Ireland in 2017. We are now moving forward. Humanity is going in the seventh step. The interdimensional process of the seventh step is taking place. And so by 2023, at Winter Solstice 2023, we walk through the 13th step. And by the time we get there, and by the time we get to 2020, we will have gone through a tremendous change, as we are now in this period of major change all around the world and within ourselves. So let us take a couple of deep breaths and get ourselves ready to experience the golden flame that burns within each of us, the golden flame that transforms the world. And so as we transform ourselves, so too goes the world. Because the only person we are responsible for is ourselves. We are only responsible for our own transformation. And that energy that emanates from us then helps the world about us. So let us take a deep breath again and just feel that energy of the golden flame that is burning within our heart. And as this golden flame goes up to our high heart, reaches our high heart, it asks us to think within our heart. So now we're in a period of where we think with our heart. If it is not right in the heart, it is not right in the world. Because of the beauty. This is the year of awakening to beauty. So the heart is beauty. Everything within the heart is beauty. And so as we lift this energy of the golden flame, carrying with it the essence of beauty, we see our beauty. We see the beauty within ourselves. We see the beauty in the world about us, in our friends, in our acquaintances, in the person and the beggar on the side of the street. There is beauty in every aspect of life. It is for us to recognize this, that the golden flame brings us to oneness. And in that oneness, we open ourselves to beauty, to love, to joy, to happiness. And joy comes from within us. Happiness comes from the world. And so the flame continues to take us on up to our throat chakra. They're awakening us to the beauty of communication, to the beauty of sound, to the beauty of our own voice, and everything that emanates from us, song. As we sing, and as we feel, and as the words we speak, we learn to become impeccable with our words. As we feel the vibration of our words emanate out into the world, we feel how our words can change the world about us. How, as we choose to speak, can transform another. Because our voice can be healing. And we are all healers. Because we carry within us the flame of love, the flame of beauty, the golden flame, the fiery will of God, which is carried within each of us. And the flame continues on up to our third eye. And there we feel this amazing golden flame open us up to all the gifts of the Mother, to our clairvoyance, to our clairaudience, to our psychic abilities, to our intuitiveness, all of the beauty that the gifts of the Mother bring us. They help us in our lives as we acknowledge these gifts. It is for us in this time of the golden light, the golden age, to awaken ourselves to these gifts and to embrace them into each and every aspect of our lives. And we find they are wayshowers for us. They open us up to the beautiful gifts that is within each one of us. And the flame continues on up, transforming and transmuting everything that we no longer require to our crown chakra. And awakens us to the beauty of the cosmos, letting us know we are not alone, letting us know we are part of the oneness, letting us see the beauty of our oneness and how the heart connects with the crown. You feel the beauty and the light, the golden flame that emanates out through each of our crown chakra, connecting us together, the thousands of lights around the world coming together in oneness. Millions of lights of the golden flame that come together in oneness. And we feel our connection to the cosmos, to nature, to our planet, and all of the planets in the world. And now we lift ourselves up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our crown. And there at our soul star, we come to understand that the flame feeds our soul. And each of us feeds our soul as we quest the beauty of life, as we feel the energy of love, of beauty, of compassion, of forgiveness, as we embrace ourselves in the unified consciousness. And we feel this energy. We know this energy. We embrace it. And now we have a bow and arrow, and we shoot an arrow up to the sun, behind the sun, and attached to the arrow is a beautiful golden cord. And we find this golden cord takes us all the ways up to the sun, behind the sun, to the arms of the Mother Father, to infinite spirit. And we climb and follow up this amazing cord of love, of light, of compassion. We follow it all the ways up to the Father Mother. And as we follow it up to the Father Mother, we see ourselves in a new light, in a new way. We see the beauty of who we are. And as we reach to the top of the cord, this golden cord, we find ourselves being embraced by the Mother. She holds us, embraces us, kisses us, and holds us with such deep love and reverence. We feel our heart overflowing. We feel the beauty of the Mother. That she blesses each one of us. And the Father is there, giving us his strength. So we have love and strength, bringing us into perfect balance, so that we fully acknowledge the unified consciousness that is within each one of us. So as we feel this unified consciousness of love, of the perfect balance of the masculine and the feminine within each one of us, we rest in the arms of the Mother. And when we are done, we bring ourselves back into the room, grateful for all that we have received and for each and every blessing that we have in our life. And in this new year of 11 or 2, we feel loved and we feel embraced. We feel hope. We feel joy. We feel beauty. And so it is.
So it is. Amen and amen.